escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't appreciate it, James. I took that loss in stride.
You did. Honestly, a rare loss in stride from the
I would agree with that. You're not wrong. Hey, good morning to you. Great morning to Kyle Schwarber. Sir, if you're listening, we salute you. That was really something last night. Four home runs in a game. Fourth Philly to do it. Really, really something special. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock today. Say it again, John.
Bended knee,
yeah. Coming up at 9, a little station announcement.
Ooh.
9 o'clock today.
Ah.
Station announcement. So be tuned at 9. It's something that you can be involved in. I'll say that. Something you can be involved in. 9 o'clock today, we'll tell you about that. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley. So Saquon was on with the afternoon show earlier. We broadcast from Borgata today, by the way. Saquon was on with the afternoon show a couple days ago. And, it's been an off-season topic. Should the Eagles dial Saquon back a bit? Will it be full tilt, give him as many carries and touches as last year again? And then, of course, the secondary topic within that conversation is, will he be less effective than last year because of how many touches he had, last season? Let's listen to Saquon on those joint topics. A very interesting answer from Saquon, and he's pushing back on some stuff here. Here's Saquon on those notions.
You know, that narrative is kind of annoying. I've seen it. I think I play the only position in the NFL or in any sports that you're supposed to have a bad year because you had a good year the year prior, mm-hmm. which to me, that just doesn't, that doesn't make sense. I come under the belief of why not build off of that year, and a successful year and a great year, as an individual doesn't always need to be a 2,000 yard season. And that's the mindset that we're taking on, as a team also. Like, obviously we won the Super Bowl a year prior, but it might not look the same, and it doesn't have to look the same. The only thing that matters is going out there and winning a football game and putting ourselves in a position to do it again. And I'm taking that same mindset as an individual with my goals. It's not 2,000 yards. It's not break Eric Dickerson's record. That wasn't even my goal last year. It's to go out there and be healthy and perform at a high level and, make plays for my team and lead.
So I love it. It's a great answer. Now
he is locked in.
No, he is locked in.
Exactly what we need.
But I will say this: I'm glad he's thinking that way.
It's coming from somewhere. I mean, but I also the way the team talks.
Yeah. But I also know history says it is unlikely that he would be as effective if they give him the ball as often this year.
You know what, though,
that is a fact.
I understand that. But then there are outliers.
There are outliers.
And I think you should make a case for, okay, I've seen Derrick Henry do what I thought was impossible.
I agree with you.
Which is he just keeps churning out season after season.
I totally agree.
And maybe, just maybe, these big-name guys have figured something out where they can carry the load, where the combination of the workouts and the nutrition and the technology and everything else comes together and allows them to do more than they could.
I agree. No, I think that's fair. I really do. All right, 215-592-9494. Reminder, station announcement today at 9 o'clock. About 15 minutes prior to that, 8:45 today. James, your school, the Temple Owls.
Yeah, buddy.
Trying again to rise from the ashes with the football program, and they turn to a great coach, Casey Keeler. His first game with the Owls will be tomorrow. He'll be joining our program coming up in about 20 minutes. Look, Al Golden did it. Matt Rule did it.
Casey Keeler
and like
is
no
an
one
incredible
else has done
coach.
It.
He has won
yeah, that's it.
At every level.
No, he's really legit. There's no doubt.
I'm thrilled. Honestly, someone who has, since basically Matt Rule and Steve Addazio that time, like, has been pretty checked out on Temple football.
Sure, sure.
This is something that has gotten me excited.
Yeah, no, you should be. So we'll talk to Casey coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, let's go to Ed right now in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning.
What's going on, Ed?
Oh, so I'm not going to directly address Chuck's call, but I will say this. Like, I was still seething over the Mets series as I was watching the game last night. It really didn't honestly resonate until the third home run. Like, oh, crap, I need to snap out of this. And, like, we got something special here going on. So,
well, yeah, they were – I mean, I'll say this. Even when Schwarber hit the first home run, they were still in a 3-1 hole.
Yeah.
So my point is I can understand why you were still – jaded. I mean, it took a couple homers until they had the lead. What was it, 5-3 at the end of the first?
5-3 at the end of the first, yep.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just how my brain's wired, but, like, you know, when I was watching the Super Bowl for the first time, I was like, wow, 34-0, they could still come back. And then all my friends were like, Ed, it's over. Ed, it's over.
Right.
But then I had to rewatch the Super Bowl, and then I was like, oh, man, this is really freaking cool. So I guess I got to rewatch Kyle Schwarber's 4 home runs. Darn it.
Drew, what if instead of rewatching, and feel free, I'm sorry, Ed, what if instead of rewatching, you re-listen? James, let's play the 4 homers as they happened last night. This was unbelievable.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, 2-run home run, the 5th of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone. It's a 3-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a 3-run homer. It's a 6-RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his 4th home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit 4 homers in a game. It's a 3-run home run that gives him 9 runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit 4 homers in a game.
Just bonkers. I mean, Ed, it's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, that I needed that. I'm now really fired up as my daughter's making fart noises in the background.
Oh, man.
Zoe is so into making fart noises. I feel you on that, buddy.
I love that.
She's obsessed.
Love that
but,
for them.
So, one last thing on the – and what really kind of just capped it was, and we've talked before about, you know, the fun bunch really not being around with, you know, the post-game, like, yep. Water and seeds from it. When Marsh came up and gave – Schwarber that shower and said, you know, just, you know, attaboy or whatever he did. I was like, okay, we need to see more of this. Like, I think that, you know, Marsh can lead the charge, and that resonated with me. So
okay,
it was
good stuff.
All in all, just wonderful.
All right, Ed, give me an answer,
moment.
Buddy. For like Schwarber last night, what made you and others go wow?
This one is for James Seltzer. The first time I heard Russell Wilson's ba-bum. Bubum.
My man.
Wilson.
My man.
Entrance, that was really freaking cool.
It was all so right. Cool. It's all a right. Fish song, and Russell Wilson used his entrance.
Russell Wilson?
The song is called Wilson. It goes, ba-dum, ba-dum, Wilson.
But it's not like the quarterback Russell Wilson.
No, right? It's about.
No, but he uses it.
But he used it as injury. Actually, Wilson Ramos used it when he was at Philly, too, which was pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, football, Kelly Green, 3 games this upcoming season, which starts, by the way, in 6 days. 3 games the Eagles announced yesterday that Kelly Green will be going on. So home game versus the Giants at Dallas. And the final game of the regular season, which is home versus Washington. So the Eagles lean into the Kelly Green with 3 classic division rivals, Giants, Dallas, Washington. I do like that they do the road game this year. I think that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, adding an away game. It's fun. They're also undefeated in their Kelly Greens.
Undefeated in their since they brought them back?
Since they brought them back, they have not lost.
What, was it 2 games last year?
It's 4 games total, I believe. Yeah.
2 in a row? 2 years in a row?
Yeah, because
last year was the first.
No, 2 years. Remember they had the Dolphins game and then that Bills overtime game were in the Kelly Greens?
But you know the game before that they lost in Kelly Green. Seltzer, you should know it.
The game that they – when they brought him back for like the one-off, are you talking about?
Yep, name the game.
Oh, what was it?
Name the game.
I've got Kevin Curtis in my head because it's a different one-off jersey.
It is 2010. It's the game Vic actually got in there and almost saved the day versus the Packers.
Kevin Cobb, yep.
Yep, it was the – Kevin Cobb got hurt and Vic got in there and – almost came back and beat the Packers. All right, so Kelly Green games. We'll see what happens. Thanks to Herb McGee. He's my coach for basketball. Hey, reminder, maybe you don't know this. Maybe it's not a reminder for you. We don't know that me versus Jack in basketball is going to be September 9th at 4:30, but we think it will be. So if you're inclined to get out there and watch it, we don't yet know where it will be, but we're trying to aim up to whatever gym we choose. Will be a gym that's available September 9th at 4:30. So we'd encourage you, if you want to be there, start getting that on your calendar. September 9th, 4:30. That's when it likely will be me versus Jack in basketball. All right, let's talk to Paul in Downingtown right now. Hi, Paul.
Hello, morning show. Guys, please enjoy your holiday weekend safely.
Thanks. Yeah, for sure. You too, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, of course, before I get on to great things of Kyle Schwarber, as an Eagles fan, I just got to say, long live Jerry Jones. Man, that's beautiful. Anytime you trade the best player, you know, on your team for picks, that guy can stay in charge of a rival team forever and ever and ever, as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's to the point that this should be concerning for all Cowboys fans. Their organization is not being led by someone of sound mind.
Listen, Ross has indicated, he's alluded to that a few times with us on the air. So maybe that is what's happening here. I actually thought they got a good haul yesterday, Paul, what they got for him.
But what this seems to be over is Jerry's inability to permit Micah to use his agent to negotiate a deal. Like, is that really the story?
Which is unacceptable.
Because that's the story that's not being denied by, and it's not, I don't know.
It's just
it
weird.
Doesn't make sense. The way that they've gone about business for quite some time now, it's just been surprising in a lot of ways. And Jerry's been able to pawn it off as, hey, you know what? It's sizzle. We're making news.
Sure.
Well, at this point, it's past that.
Yeah.
This is a decision that is, I don't know, exploding the defense. You have taken an otherworldly defensive player, like a once in a lifetime player, a Hall of Fame potential player, who you homegrew and drafted and said. And showed him the door because he wanted to negotiate a deal with an agent.
Yeah,
that
I didn't even
is
consider
a problem.
The serious implications. Yeah, you're right. And I didn't even consider any serious implications. I just thought it was just hubris. He's one of the most.
Oh, that
know,
too. That
men
too,
in the
though.
History of, you know, humanity, and I didn't even consider anything serious. But
yeah,
on to some things more local and fun. To be Kyle Schwarber in a contract year. I mean, what a beautiful thing.
It's unbelievable. We talked about this, Joe. It's got to be the best in Philly history, right?
Contract year?
It has to be.
His nickname has to be Mike.
I'd have to think about that. I mean, it's up there.
He's going to hit 60 homers.
It couldn't happen to a better guy. You know, that's
well, that is.
I'm so thrilled about that. I've never seen this sort of, you know, combination of.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just luck. It's a lot of hard work he's put in. He has transformed himself year after year based on what he's been asked to do here, which says so much about him as a guy and the time invested and everything else. It's just he is so worthy of whatever they end up
and
having to pay.
James, to your point about contract year, and it might be the best year ever someone's had, my sense, I'm just rifling through in my head, is you're probably right. And one of the reasons is normally when a player is a great or like historically great player, they don't get to the end of their contract.
Totally.
You know, teams sign those guys before they get there. Baseball is the one exception with that, typically. But they cut
them or trade them because they won't let the player negotiate the deal with their agent.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
All right, Paul, give me an answer, buddy. For, like Schwarber last night, what made you and others go, wow?
Well, not to belie my lack of maturity, but 43 years ago, five times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates stepped out of a pool.
Whoa.
And I said,
oh, what a good answer.
Oh, boy.
What
Phoebe
a good answer.
Cates. You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Devin, is there any equivalent for women?
I don't know who the person is.
So Phoebe Cates gets out of a pool. Topless.
Oh, I know.
So is there any equivalent?
And it's like this is a generational thing. Like there is a generation of men.
Like Harvey Keitel did full frontal in a movie.
The Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah. I'll say this, the slow motion little volleyball scene and then football scene in the Top Gun movies.
Really?
I could see that. Yeah, the
equivalent,
Top Gun,
I guess, because you don't really see that type of, like,
you got some beefy hunks out there, right?
Usually. Yeah.
Beefy hunks.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Beefy Hunks.
Hey, Twitter poll.
Miles is a friend of the show.
Beefy Hunks. Friend of the show, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
On the show. Devin, this is before you were with us, but twice. He was. I don't know if you know this. He was on our show twice.
I didn't know that.
So before the pandemic, he came on to promote Top Gun was about to come out. Like, hey, Top Gun. Hey, everyone get ready for, you know, Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
But then.
So then the pandemic happened, so they shut it down for like 2 to 3 years. Like, the movie gets, I think, until 2022.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
And then when it was coming out in 2022, he came on again.
Oh, wow.
He might be the only person in the history of WIP to come on.
Twice to promote the same thing.
Love it.
Yeah, 2 years apart.
Philly guy.
2 years apart. Right.
Philly guy. I've only heard wonderful things about him as a person.
Seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He looks tall. And a lot of actors are not that tall.
Really?
No. I think he is pretty tall, isn't he?
I think he is. I mean, I remember in 2022.
Have you seen him at games or anything?
He was at, yeah, he's usually around like Philly's postseason.
Oh, he eats that up.
Yeah. He did. I remember he did the piano scene at one of the 2022 playoff games at Citizens Bank Park.
I really want that fun back this October.
Me too. Right? I was just talking about that with my mom. Like, the 2022 Phillies postseason run is the most fun I've ever had watching sports in my life, I think.
And you watched it with your mom a lot?
Me and her were at the Bedlam at the Bank game.
That's awesome.
We went to a few of the games together. Also went to the game where the Phillies got no hit.
Yeah.
The Astros. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of baseball with my mom also, and mm-hmm. it's pretty awesome. She's a neophyte like I am. You know, I watched baseball when we started doing the show.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But she makes noises every time. Does your mom make a sound every time the pitcher pitches? Like, and I don't,
no.
And I can't, I don't have the heart to be like, mom, you don't have to. It's almost like she's commenting
she's investing.
On every pitch. Yeah. No, but I don't know to whose advantage. Like, it's almost like she wants to cheer the pitcher on and say, oh my. Or like every single pitch.
So, no, my mom doesn't do that with the pitches, but with baseball and football especially, she will. So she's like really intense. She's the reason I'm, you know, a big sports fan myself.
That's
and
amazing.
She overreacts to everything, though. She'll be like, oh, what was that? I'm like, it's just a ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. I feel the same way.
I think my blood pressure is elevated when I'm watching with my mom for a variety of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
It means a lot.
I have to say, like, you need to relax.
That's funny.
She does. She gets into it.
All right. Twitter poll question of the day. Eagles season obviously starts in 6 days. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, will the Eagles start 2-0? That obviously would involve beating Dallas, but the other one is beating KC on the road. Seltzer, will they start 2-0?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
I think they're going to beat Dallas. I feel very confident about that. And I just think going into Kansas City, no Rashee Rice, the Chiefs having to go to Brazil, play a day after the Eagles. Like, they're playing on, the Eagles are playing on Thursday, the Chiefs are playing on Friday, and they're playing in Brazil, and they got to fly all the way back, do all that. We saw how tough that was with the Falcons game last year. I just think it's a really tough spot for the Chiefs.
That's an interesting, I had not thought of that until you said it earlier today. Maybe. Like, I tend to think KC wins. I mean, let's put it this way. They don't lose often at home. But I will tell you this. That Super Bowl may have revealed that KC's not going to be as good moving forward as they've been. Most teams, you know, well, I mean, all teams eventually aren't as good as they were when they were great. Kelce's getting older. I mean, that was a flogging in the Super Bowl. Like, it's... I thought all year they weren't that good, even though, John, they still had an incredible record. I think they were like 14-3 or 15-2.
14-3, yeah.
Yeah, they just
never... Chiefs are 15-2, excuse me. They had 11-0.
It just never really felt like they were... I don't know.
They were 11-0 in one-score games. They had that wild stat where it was like they were playing all these close, tight games that they pulled out at the end.
Well, we'll have huge coverage next week, obviously, to get you ready for the Eagles and the Cowboys. That'll be a Parsons-less Cowboys team. Reminder coming up in 20 minutes, 9 o'clock, an announcement, station announcement, which I would encourage you to be tuned in for. Hey, James, I want to play some audio related to me and Jack. Number four back there, please, sir. Fritz 4.
On it.
Normally we handle this stuff off the air, John. A little bit more on the fly today, if you haven't.
We've had some technical difficulties. Been one of those shows where we're just trying to catch up all show.
Yeah. All right, Fritz Four. So Spike and I clearly believe in Jack, but they also are applying significant pressure to Jack as it relates to the basketball competition, which is probably going to be in about a week and a half. Let's listen to what the boy said.
Losing in basketball would be embarrassing in a way that losing in tennis was not.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Because that is a tennis is a physical sport, but it's not.
Dude, he cannot lose to Joe DeCameron in basketball.
He can't. He can't.
And not come back to this show.
But he can. And I believe he will. Look, we'll see. Okay, I think I will tell you this. I honestly think it could go either way, and I honestly think it's going to come down the stretch.
I think it's going to come down to if you get your free throw rule passed.
We'll see.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if the afternoon show has caught wind of that.
No, they've caught wind. They talked about it yesterday. Okay. Yeah, okay. They talked about it.
Were they fans of it?
No,
of course.
We're gonna settle this Tuesday of next week. I mean, we think Tuesday of next week I'll be on the afternoon show if I grace them with my presence. And Rod Lakin will be in there, and it's going to be a freaking free for all. But that'll be next week. I do think it's going to be a very close competition. All right, to the phones. Reminder: station announcement in about 20 minutes, and Temple head coach Casey Keeler getting ready for his first game, which is tomorrow. He'll join the program in 5 minutes. Drew in Westchester right now. Hi, Drew.
Good morning, folks. I definitely want to save time for my Schwarber comment because I got a lot to say there, but I've been a fantasy football commissioner for 21 years, and what you folks encountered in the 6 a.m. hour is basically my worst nightmare. Yeah. On one hand, I feel really bad for Anthony. On the other, like Nick Sirianni says, tough detail together. You got to just quadruple check that stuff, and I think you have no choice but to do it again.
I think so. I think we'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour, Drew. I think you're right. And 9 o'clock hour, I think we'll do the fantasy draft, redraft order.
I really think that's the move. And on Schwarber, so I have a couple friends who are Cubs fans, and I think it's really interesting. You know, when they reminisce about the 2016 World Series and that run, obviously he was hurt a lot of that season, and he was probably only the fifth or sixth best player on the team. But when they talk about it, they always talk about Schwarber being the one who got away, and like Schwarber was our favorite. Like, they don't talk about Chris Bryant winning the MVP. They don't talk about Rizzo. They don't talk about randomly Jake Arrieta having a great season. They talk about Schwarber. So like, I understand what like Chuck and people are saying of like, if there's an early exit, like you got to shake it up. But since Schwarber left the Cubs, they have not made the playoffs. Since Schwarber left the Red Sox in 2021, they haven't made the playoffs. Like, we're really lucky to have this guy, and it's going to be really disappointing if he's not in red pinstripes.
Listen, Drew, he's totally delivered. I mean, to the best of his capabilities, he's been awesome, and we love him, right? He's a fan favorite. You know what also really strikes me, the deeper we get into this season in particular? John, the dichotomy between Schwarber and Castellanos, who were signed like days apart, if you remember that all those years ago.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cassie got the 5-year deal.
He got the big
for,
one.
For more money. And Schwarber got the 4 for, what was it, 70-something?
4 for modest. 79. 4 yeah. for 79.
And it's like one guy is like one of the worst starters in baseball right now, and the other guy
actually
has like a chance to be an MVP.
It.
On that note,
incredible.
Though,
incredible.
I think Rob Thompson deserves more credit for finally, you know, taking a stand and not playing. Like, Nick Castellanos didn't play last night, and it worked out. Max Kepler had a home run.
He did. And no, you're right.
I said it yesterday. I would play Kepler against righties, flat out, like flat
James.
Platoon, in my 100%. Opinion.
Casty's really. He's a drag.
I mean, this feels, I don't know the numbers, but it feels like the most consistently bad overall he's played. Like, I
it
know
is.
He's been streaky,
I agree
but
with
he hasn't
you,
done
Devin.
Anything good
I
in
agree.
A long time.
I'm with you. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you, buddy. Lake Schwarber last night, what made you go wow?
Yeah, so, you know, October 2nd, 2008, I was so convinced the Phillies were going to lose. We're going to go to Milwaukee 1-1. Shane Victorino comes up, grand slam off a CC. That was a wow moment.
That was a wow moment. I was there. That was one of the more thrilling moments I ever saw in person. For me, in person, most thrilling would probably be when Vince Carter missed the shot, Game 7 versus Toronto. I mean, that was
awesome.
That was unbelievable. But I had pretty good seats, and I remember Andy Musser was in front of me. And to see Shane Victorino hit that grand slam off of Sabathia.
He buried it.
No. Oh, well, yeah. You're
no,
going
I'm saying that's
Andy
the Musser call
yeah.
of the Schmidt homer.
Okay,
I'm
thank just, you.
Yes.
Because I'm not
you,
the only one that
Andy
initially
Musser
thought.
Andy Musser was not calling the Victorino home run, okay? Come on.
Okay. Just...
I do love that call, though. He buried it.
Oh, it's
he
great.
Buried it. It's so
that's great.
Great.
All right, let's talk some Temple football because, Seltzer, you're Temple Owls.
I'm so excited, man.
Rhea's Temple Owls. What do you think, 100,000 grads in the area?
I mean, minimum, yeah.
Minimum? All right,
I think all right. so. I mean, look, so many people went to Temple.
A lot of people. Yeah, maybe it's way above 100,000. What do I know? All right, so Temple obviously rose from the ashes 2 decades ago and did so in a very profound way. And it's been back on down, right, in the last couple of years. KC Keeler, John, you and I love him. I mean, one of the really accomplished coaches
no
this
doubt.
Century in college football. And he now takes
national
over.
Champion.
Yeah, national champion, that's for sure. Takes over the Temple Owls football team, who has their first game tomorrow, which is versus UMass, and hoping to get this thing going in the right way. We welcome the Owls' relatively new head coach. Been a couple months, KC Keeler. KC, good morning, buddy. It's great to have you on the program.
Hey, it's great to be on Kyle Schwarber Radio.
you're not kidding.
Hey, listen, he's a linebacker now. He was second team All-Ohio, and that's part of our footprint where we would recruit. So I'm afraid we may have changed the trajectory of the Phillies if I would have been here and he had been a linebacker out in a senior in high school and we recruited him here. And,
you remember and, him so for real?
Fortunately, didn't match up, you know.
Do you actually remember him from back in the day?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because he might have been a linebacker. He looks like he could fit that bill.
Linebacker and a fullback
guy. He
was
a linebacker,
yeah. So, John, you and Casey, of course, have good history from when you – John, you used to call the games.
Yes, I had the opportunity to call a lot of the Delaware games back on CN8 back, I don't know, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008
Yeah.
And had a chance to talk to Casey before games many, many times. He always gave so much.
Tremendous.
Like in those pre-game, you know, production meetings, some coaches didn't want to be there. Casey Keeler always gave you as much as he could to try to make it the best production possible.
Well, listen, yeah.
We always appreciated it so much.
For
Casey.
Sure. And, Casey, you know, you and I also have some good history going back. It's about a decade ago. I think there was 1 year you weren't coaching. And you would be in Jaws' office a lot, and I'd be there that year, and we'd be breaking down Eagles
over
game
NFL
films. NFL films.
Oh, that's awesome.
So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
We shared an office. In fact, how I got the job was Jaws. Scott Bruner was my roommate in college. He said, let's go up and watch some tape with Jaws. And so we did, and we're watching Flacco versus New England Patriots. And I make a comment about how Belichick is in the wrong defense. Well, probably a pretty bold move for me to say that no, the wrong defense.
Right.
But they were taking away the out route. They were playing like a cover two shell, and they're really like a man-to-man, but they're really taking away the out. Well, it was a crosswind. It's like a 40-mile-an-hour crosswind. Joe couldn't throw the out route. Only thing he could throw were the digs and the posts. And don't you know, they started hitting those digs and posts. And so all of a sudden, 2 days later, I get a phone call. Hey, would you like to work with us next year? So... Wow. It was a great year.
That's
awesome.
So good. That was fun, Casey. It was really, really neat getting to know you that year. So
I just saw Joe Flacco at training camp. He was at training camp as a Brown as they were practicing against the Eagles.
You were in the bathroom with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I followed him into the bathroom. He is such an unbelievable pro, Casey. And I tell people all the time, I talked to him about this just this last week. He was doing the ride and decide stuff. Like he was the read option quarterback at Delaware, doing amazing things athletically. He wasn't just a stand up bazooka of an arm guy for you.
No. And so I think, you know, we had Andy Hall before that, and you know, you were with the Eagles with Andy.
Yes.
Led us to a national championship, and that was a little bit of what we were doing. And then I think Kirk Schrock, who's now the old coordinator at Rutgers, and I had a discussion about maybe we should get Joe in a little bit more drop back, you know. and obviously, and it's so funny because, you know, Joe wanted to play baseball. Joe came to me after his junior year and said, "Hey, I want to play baseball."
And he came to Delaware from Pitt, correct?
Yes. Yeah, they wouldn't release him. We were his first scholarship offer. I remember he and the brothers and the mom and dad sat in my office after the spring game. And
he's got like four or five brothers, right, Casey?
Yeah, he does. He does. And then and some studs, too. Joe's not the only one. But we felt really good. We had a good chance to get him. And then he blew up his senior year, had a chance to go to Pitt. Well, he leaves because, you know, they have a starter and pretty much told him he's going to be the backup. And then they made him sit a year. They wouldn't release him. So he was he was our scout team quarterback for a whole year. And so he had a solid junior year, but not a great junior year. And he wanted to play baseball. I think they wanted to hedge your bet. And I'm like, you know, you're going to be a draft choice next year. He had no idea.
Wow.
He goes, you actually think someone will draft me in the NFL? I'll be honest, I had no idea he's going to be a first-round pick.
Sure.
But I knew he had, you know, some God-given ability that a lot of people have.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it's been neat watching him, you know, have this amazing run. I ran into him in Texas. He was with the Broncos. My wife and I were on the sideline. He was not playing. My wife and he were talking about the grandkids and all, the, you know, his kids and those kind of things.
Wow.
And Janice asked him, like, so how long do you think you'll keep on playing? And he goes, I love practice. I love game day. I love the locker room. I love, you know, winter conditioning. He goes, I just love everything about this thing. He goes, I just can't imagine this not be part of my life. So, you know, he's obviously made enough money not to worry about, you know, playing football. But he just loves – to compete.
It's great.
And that's the thing that I remember so much about Joe. He was like the ultimate competitor.
Fantastic. Yeah, KC Keeler with us here on WIP. Temple's head football coach. So, KC, it was 20 years ago. I think it was 05. It was either 05 or 06. Al Golden gets there and just gets the program going. And Matt Rhule, of course, took it to even higher heights. So it's possible. Obviously, it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm
it's,
not
trying to it's difficult.
The wheel here.
Yeah, it's difficult. How do you do it? I mean, how do you get. So, Seltzer, our producer, James. Give KC the from the heart. You're begging him to get the Temple thing going again, right?
Yeah,
James?
I mean, like I'll be completely honest with you. I've been checked out on Temple football for the last decade almost. You know, since Addazio left, essentially, we've just been on a downward trajectory, and it's a shame because like when. What Joe's talking about with Golden and Rhule, like we had College Game Day here for Notre Dame Temple. Like this city will get behind this team. We're ready. We just have had so little to cheer for, Casey.
So, Casey, how do you do it? How do you get this done?
Think about 198 NFL players from Temple, 81 draft choices, 4 first round picks. Some guy named Dawkins is probably the best left tackle in all of the NFL. Temple grad, Heisman Trophy runner up. And in 2015, we beat Penn State at the Link, and then when Notre Dame comes in, we're both nationally ranked. So it's not like I'm trying to reinvent the wheel here. This has been done before. And if you look what they did, it was the footprint they recruited from. In 2015, I think there was 125 players in the program. 104 were from Connecticut down to Virginia out to Ohio. And for some reason, we've gotten away from that formula. Hmm. And it's not like we're going to not take a Florida kid or a Georgia kid or whatever. It's put your resources into this area. So currently what we have ranked right now in terms of committed team for our 26th season, we have the number 2 team in the conference behind South Florida. We have the number 3 G6 behind UNLV in South Florida. And our recruiting class is ranked 75th overall in front of Auburn and Virginia Tech. And so when we got kids on our campus, they saw Temple in a different light. When we got them into Philly, they saw Philly in a different light. And one of the things was when they would come in my office, the parents and the players after like the visit, they would go, "This is family here." And so that's what I do. Like that's my secret sauce is, I put together a great staff. I'm not going to call a single play offensively this year or a single play defensively. I'm just not going to. I'm going to worry about the relationships, player to player, coach to coach, player to coach. Mm-hmm. And we have this very, cohesive group here. I always say I try to hire great coaches, but I try to hire better people. And it showed already in 9 months of being here, we killed it in our first recruiting class. And I think we can continue to do that. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm not trying to reinvent anything. I love the team we have. A lot better talent than what people, said when we first got here. Kids have worked really hard. And I'm excited to get this thing going against UMass.
Love it.
On Saturday.
It.
Yep.
Well, Casey, we were super psyched when you got the job, and even more so now, obviously, hearing you talk about it. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow against UMass all season and for the years up ahead. And thanks, of course, number 1, for never recruiting Kyle Schwarber to play football, and number 2, thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks, Casey.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Casey.
There he is. Outstanding coach from college football,
Incredible
KC
coach.
Keeler.
That got me excited, man.
Should.
It sounds like he's got a plan.
Should. All right, 215-592-9494. Calls in the 9 o'clock hour, drop of the week, an announcement about the radio station coming next, something you can actually be involved with. It's all up ahead on a busy and really great day because of what Schwarber did last night. It's sort of a football Friday. It's the last Friday before the Eagles start the season. Frumborg got it today on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.